Baltimore is a city full of creative people and talented writers, some of whom are well known and others who should be or will be soon. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick would like to turn your attention to a pair of authors whose work reflects and illuminates the world around us. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In The Play's the Thing, 50 Years of Yale Repertory Theater by Baltimore playwright and fiction writer James Magruder, the author takes on the challenge of writing a history of something ephemeral that exists for a moment, then disappears into the ether. Roughly 200 plays produced at Yale from 1966 to 2016, with a procession of dramatis personae including Meryl Streep, Paul Giamatti, Tony Shalhoub, James Earl Jones, Frances McDormand, Diane Wiest, and many more. Using breathtaking still photos from the productions, plus 127 interviews, 40 linear feet of scrapbooks, and other archival materials, some featured in entertaining sidebars of their own, Magruder, who has 3 degrees from the institution himself, sets himself the Horatian goal to instruct and delight. And does he ever? Bringing his encyclopedic knowledge, his delightful vocabulary, and his exquisitely wrought and often ironic prose style to bear, Magruder offers a wide-ranging course not just in Yale rep, but in the history and culture of the theater. From the role of Luigi Pirandello as granddaddy of fourth-wall-breaking meta-theatrical flourishes, to the importance of the American Family play, from Arthur Miller and Eugene O'Neill through Sam Shepard to, in an aside, the person who gets the blame for what Magruder terms the global contagion of Cats and Les Mis. This is a perfect gift for the theater lover on your list. The most recent book from Baltimorean Susan Muadi Daraj, who teaches at Hopkins and Harford Community College, has the same novel in stories format as her first two, one of which won the American Book Award. The 9 stories follow 3 interconnected Palestinian immigrant families in Baltimore, the Baladis, the Salames, and the Amars, among them a Baltimore City cop, a high school student, a strip mall tycoon, a house cleaner, and an Audi-driving woman lawyer. Opening with a birth and ending with a funeral, the book is set largely in Baltimore City and Towson, with one amazing story that takes a character to Palestine. My admiration for this juicy, voicey, high-energy book is echoed in a host of critical raves that it received upon publication early this year. It's out in paperback in January. As Diana Abu-Jabbar wrote in The Washington Post, the book is filled with stories of immigrant parents who can't make sense of their American children, but there are also shimmering moments of revelation and reconciliation. In Mr. Amar Gets Drunk at the Wedding, for example, Waleed Amar is affronted by just about every element of the celebration, and particularly the fact that it's being held too soon after his mother's death. But, writes Abu-Jabbar, just as the day seems about to hurtle toward disaster, a surprising encounter between Waleed and one of the bride's guests results in a moment of genuine connection and introspection. Such twists, enthralling occasions of hope and possibility, spiral through the book. The book's utter resistance to stereotypes and clichés about Arab people is crystallized in a story set in a Baltimore high school putting on a production of Aladdin. If you love fiction set in our city, you'll definitely want Susan Muadi Daraj on your shelf next to Ann Tyler and Laura Lippman.
The books are The Play's the Thing by James Magruder and Behind You is the Sea by Susan Muadi Daraj. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.